Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Transforming Your Life with Cynthia Fontaine. I am so happy to be here today. The sun is shining. The grass is green. It's green with a little covering of snow on it, but it is green. And it looks spectacular out there. A little bit cold, but that is totally to be expected since it is the middle of winter here in New England. 27 degrees at the moment and a low of 16 today. So wherever you are, if you're in the thick of winter, I hope that you will be keeping warm today and this week. And we're getting prepared for a snowstorm here, but it looks like it's going to be less than anticipated. It's only going to be maybe 4 to 8 inches, which for us is minor. Small potatoes, as my friend Billy says. So how are you today? And I'd like you to think about how you are going to answer that question or how you are answering that question. Because how you answer that question is really important and key to sort of glimpsing into how your mind works. And that's what we're going to be talking about today, along with loving what is, because what we're going to be talking about goes hand in hand with loving what is. See, because when your mindset is one of criticalness or judgment, if you complain, and I've been talking about this a little bit, since we began this 30-day challenge, and here we are on day 10, a third of the way there. Yay! I'm excited, and this is really stretching me, because to come up with a show every day for 30 days is really a lot of work, and it's taking a lot of effort on my part to get this done for all of you guys. And it's making me search for topics, of course, and also really search within myself to find the things that I know that I've learned over the decades of my studying and bringing those teachings to you. So if you would like to call in today, for if you have questions or if you would like a quick mini reading, the guest call-in number is 657-383-0612. Again, the guest call-in number is 657-383-0612. And I'm also in the chat room, so you can join me there. I'm happy to say hi to you in the chat room as well. So, loving what is. How do you do that, especially if you have challenges going on in your life? You know, many of us have things going on in our life all the time. To have a life that is free of challenge just does not exist, because we are on the physical earth and we are physical beings. So it would be crazy to think that you would ever have a life that is free of challenges or problems. It's just not going to happen. So loving what is, can you love even the biggest challenges in your life that you're experiencing right now? And I just want to take a sound break here for a quick second. I'm going to play some music for a minute. Let's see if my... Okay, cool. All right, I just wanted to make sure that my headset was working and you guys could hear me. So how you deal with the challenges in your life says a lot about you. But to prepare for those challenges as they come up, because they will, it's really important to train your mind in the present moment. Because what happens is the mind is a muscle, and the mind is also where your ego lives. And in order to change things in your life, you have to change the mind. And the way you do that is by coming back always to the present moment. So you can practice this anytime, especially you're feeling triggered in your life. So say your spouse or kids or one of your friends says something and you get really jacked up about it. You get twisted, I like to use that word, you know, or you get really emotional, or you go into feeling anger. In that moment, stop and ask yourself, am I in the present moment with this feeling, or is this something from the past? Because unless you've really gotten to know yourself well, and when I say getting to know yourself well, that means looking at the shadow side of yourself and the shadow and the light attributes as well, because when we sort of live in this idea that I smile all the time, I'm fine, my life is good, but inside we're dying and we're miserable because your life is not what you expected it to be, then that creates a separation. And every time you have an encounter, when you're growing up, when you feel rejected or abused and things like that, creates this sort of goblin or this vow within your interior self that you then move forward carrying it with your whole life until you start doing some real deep work and looking at the things that are pushing you from the subconscious that you may not even be aware of. And so the emotions that you have had in the past keep you anchored in your future. When you become aware of the unconscious states of your mind and your body, the old self that has run the show then start to disappear. And that's where you can create a new reality and creating the life you love. So in loving what is, if you can be in the moment right where you're at, so wherever you are listening to this show, I want you to stop what you're doing for just a moment and take a couple of nice, really deep breaths in. So breathe in, and as you breathe in, expand your belly or your abdomen. And as you bring out, pull your belly all the way to your spine, as close to your spine as you can get it. And then another deep breath in, the same, with a big exhale out. Okay, that brings you into your body. Now check in with your body and see what it's feeling. Do you have any place that you feel tension, tightness, soreness, pain, or does your body feel really pretty good? So check in with your body. That brings you into the present moment. So that's a great little tool to use if you're going to have a conversation with somebody. Go into the body at first. Do some deep breathing. Become present. Another really fabulous thing to do is do some heart breathing, especially if it's a difficult conversation that you're going to have with someone. So by doing heart breathing, it expands your energy field, and there's scientific research on this, where your energy field expands up to 9 feet from your body outside of you. And when you can come into this state of mind of breathing into the heart and breathing in with joy and gratitude and feeling that in your body, even for the current situation, then that is the energy and the emotions and the vibration that it takes to shift something in your life. So, you know, so many of you, I'm sure, have done positive thinking. You may have done the secret and said, well, I've done all that. I've done the mantras. I've done the positive thinking, and none of it works. There's a very logical and scientific reason why those things don't work. And they don't work because your mind is trained in its old patterns of thinking, feeling, and emotions. Body is also trained in the thinking, feeling, and emotion. So the emotions are the language of the brain, and feelings are the language of the body. And they go hand in hand. You know, that's pretty self-explanatory. So what emotions you are experiencing in the brain is being translated to your body And so how you think and how you feel create your state of being and also create the state of your body. And this work is from Dr. Joe Dispenza and Dr. Bruce Lipton as well, where they are, Dr. Bruce Lipton is a neuroscientist, a neurobiologist, and he's done extensive research on this. And Dr. Joe Dispenza is a chiropractor who, I want to say, stumbled against, into this work, but there's no stumbling. Spirit brings things to the people who are meant to bring them out to us and into the world. And luckily, Dr. Joe Dispenza was in a mind-body place where when this information came to him and he started doing research, he was receptive. So how did that happen? So when most people are stuck in the same thinking, in the same mindset that they have been in, which has been based on their past. So if you are feeling upset or victimized or frustrated, that signature is what gets put out into the quantum field, into the universe, and you're broadcasting like a TV antenna or a cell phone signal. And then that signal is picked up, and then when the signal is vibrated back to you, guess what? You get more of that. And so people say, well, I am positive all the time, and I've done the secret, and I've done the law of attraction, and still my life doesn't change. That is because your energy field is sending out the vibration of your true emotion and feelings, and your prayers are not being answered because that is really the prayer that's going out. So if you're coming from a place of lack, if you're trying to manifest something physical in your life, say a new car, and I use this example because it's a pretty easy one for most people to be able to imagine. And if you can't imagine it, go to the new car dealer and go test drive a car. And when you're in that car, I encourage and challenge you to be in that present moment and enjoy the beautiful and wonderful things about being in that new car. And really get that set in your mind. And if you feel like, oh, well, as soon as I get out of the car, you know, then I'm going to lose this feeling. If you're a tapper, you might want to tap on it while you're in the car to really sink it in. And then get out of the car and then get in your own car, still having the feeling of being in that new car and loving it and loving the smell, how everything works, how it's so nice and clean. And when you're in your own car, continue to have that same emotion and feeling, and then express gratitude to your own car. That's the space where creation happens. You have to be in the present moment, and you have to be able to be training your mind and your body to be able to feel as if you already have what is missing in your life. When you can come from that place, that's when the universe, because we're like a big magnet. So here you are, you're a magnet in the middle of the world, wherever you are in your part of the world, and you're standing there. And imagine that everything that you want is also a magnet. It has a magnet on it. So if you want this car, It has a magnet, and you know, magnets have a south and a north node, so they can attract or they can repel each other. So you're in the present moment, you're grateful, you're feeling that, you're appreciating your life and what it has in it, and then, you know, you put out to the universe about you want a new car, or it's a relationship, or maybe it's a new career. Well, like attracts like. Now you're going to be pulling those objects in with your magnet tractor beam because you are vibrating their energy or their song, and you're going to pull them into your magnet. When you are living in a mind state of being critical, being judgmental, if you're argumentative or angry or you're in fear, that shrinks your energy field, and then your magnetic field diminishes. And so now you have gone on the magnet side of repelling. Now, all of a sudden, all those things that you're trying to create or you want in your life that are out there in the universe now are feeling that your magnet has flipped and you are now repelling those things that you want. And they get sent off into the universe further away from you. So people will say things like, but I prayed for so long and it never came. Most people pray from the place of not already feeling like they have what they want in their life. And sometimes this can be a little bit of a tricky of a concept to grasp for people, because you may say, and I struggled with this for a long time as well, well, how can I be grateful for something I don't have, something that I want and I'm missing in my life? It's training the mind. It's training the mind to be in the present moment, because the mind is going to keep you doing the same things in your life over and over again. It's going to keep you having the same emotions, the same thoughts, fears, and feelings. That is what is going to create your future. So if your past, look back a year, 2 years, 5 years, 10 years, looks very much the same of what your present time looks like now, then that is giving you the clear map of what your future is going to look like as well. So really breathe that in. Because we all want a better and different future, right? I know I do. And I know many of my friends do. However, I'm in a very much different state of mind in wanting my future than I was, say, even 5 years ago. Because 5 years ago, you know, I wanted things because I didn't have them. And I didn't understand this scientific reality that exists in the universe, of being appreciating where you're at and allowing your future to change, allowing the space to be created for you to bring those new things into your life. You know, I'm a pretty good manifester, and when I was looking for a new place to live last year, well, a little more than a year ago now, I was having difficulty finding a place that met my specifications, which, you know, included my price that I wanted to pay, had to have a garage, and I had to be able to have my little dog, Alice, who was my brother's dog that I inherited when he passed. So those were the big three. And I was having a little bit of trouble finding that. I had a short time to move, you know, after I had let go of the house that I owned. And I was just in the process, and I said to the universe, okay, I need to make a decision this week about where I am moving to in 3 weeks. So these two that I am looking at have some of the things that I'm looking for, but neither one of them have a garage. And I really want a place that has a garage. And I can visualize the car, because I have an antique car. It's actually my daughter's car, but she lets me drive it all the time. I actually drive it more than she does. So I have we have an antique car, and I said, the antique car has got to have a garage to live in. And I could feel how good that felt for this car to have a garage to live in, because it came, my house had a garage for the car to live in. So within 2 days of saying, you know, this is really the place that I love. I love to be on the water, near the water, and it's got to have the garage for the car. And I could feel the love around this car being in the garage, and we love this car so much. So 2 days later, a friend of mine calls me and says, hey, there's a space available at a mutual friend's house or a friend of their house. It's a friend of theirs. That's for rent. Do I want to go look at it? And I immediately said, I don't need to go look at it. I know the house. I'll take the space. But he insisted I came and look at it. And I walked in the door and I said, yes, this is the space. So when you come from a place of feeling like you already have it, feeling, I could feel the car in the garage and how much the car, how much we love this car. And how important it was, you know, for this car to be kept in an environment where it would be protected. Because it, you know, the car's over 40 years old. And then there it was within 2 days. And one of my mentors had to remind me of this. And, you know, she said, you're a great manifester. So manifest the place that you want to be in. And honestly, 2 days later, I got the phone call. So what are you trying to manifest? Start with whatever you're trying to manifest in your life. Start with loving what is. And this has to come from a place of really authentically loving it, believing it, feeling like you love it. Even if you live in a two-room shack, that shack provides shelter over your head. And it provides you some protection from the elements. My son has been living in a small camper for the last 2.5 years. So this is his third winter in this small camper. It's so small that his fiance sleeps in the bedroom, which is like this loft. And if you sit up, your head hits the ceiling. And he sleeps on the couch because the two of them can't fit in this little lofty thing. So he's been sleeping on this couch that he's too tall for the last 2.5 years. This is their third winter in this little tiny place. And he lives 10 minutes from me. So he is in New England as well. And we have some pretty cold winters here. And last year was very, very harsh. And we had record-breaking snowfalls. But he knows that being in this camper is what is giving him the ability to build his house debt-free. And he's part of the tiny house movement, and he has a blog and everything, and he's got a big following. So if you're interested in the tiny house movement, check out Transition to Tiny on Facebook. And also, he has a blog on WordPress as well. So check that out. And because he's really great at giving people advice and helping people with building their tiny houses. And he's been in construction for a long time. So he has a lot of knowledge, and he's a great, great skilled craftsman. But he and his fiance, though living in this tiny camper, have appreciated it because they don't have they've got minimal expenses in this camper, even though, you know, it's not the ultimate, the best space for them to be in. They've been appreciative of having this roof over their heads, being able not to pay rent and things like that. They're on private land. And so they are able to be living their dream of building this unique, customized, and adorable tiny house. And the bathroom is bigger than the bathrooms in my house, even though it's you know, a tiny house. And I love the way that it's coming together. It really looks, it's just so cute. And the countertops are this beautiful wood that's all customized. And it's just really neat. So the thing is, they're going to have this house without having any mortgage or anything related to that expense-wise. And they're only able to do this because they had a vision. And they could be in the present moment, you know, living in the camper with the expectation and the feeling of knowing what it's going to be like when they have that tiny house. See, because what happens is your body, actually your DNA, your cells, create protein. And the protein in your body... I'm looking at my notes here so I can find this exactly. the protein that the body makes physically prepares you for the event that you are anticipating. If you don't have this preparation and the emotional signal of gratitude already programmed in the body and the mind, as if the event has already occurred and your body is living in the present moment, if you are able to do this, that's when the miracles happen. That's when the perfect place to live shows up. And this goes for relationships as well. And how do you do that with relationships? Because you might be sitting there listening, saying, well, you know, I want this great relationship, but every relationship I get into always turns out the same. Well, of course it does, because your mind and your body is programmed from the past feelings, and the past emotions, and that's what it expects in the future. And that's the tape that gets stuck in your head, playing the same song, the same feeling, the same thought and emotion day in and day out. 99% of your thoughts are the same thoughts that you had yesterday and the same thoughts that you had the day before that and the day before that and the day before that. So learning how to play a new song takes a commitment and it takes a practice. And we've been talking about this, you know, for pretty much for the entire 30-day challenge so far, about what it takes to make a shift. I preach about this a lot. Meditation is the important key. And meditating in a practical and consistent way. Because the definition of meditation is to become familiar with what is, to become familiar with yourself, because you are your only problem. All the things that you have in your life that you feel like are problems in your life are really not the problem. You are your only problem. And I'm writing that down. that was just channeled. So you are your only problem. Your thinking is your only problem. Your feelings and thoughts are your only problem. Those create your emotion and your feelings, And that creates your same reality in the future that you've had in the past. So really take that in. Do you want your next 5 years to look like your last 5 years? And maybe you've had a great last 5 years and you want more of that. And that's perfect, because if you are in that space, then you are already doing the work of what it takes to get your future the way you want to see it. So congratulate yourself for that. If you are in that space, if you're in the space of feeling at peace, if you're in the space of loving what is, if you're in the space of loving yourself and embracing your life, congratulations. Now go out and share that with the world. Share it with the world. And when I say share it with the world, I don't mean go out and start preaching to people, oh, you need to change, you know, because nobody likes that. Go out and share by example. Live the life that you've created in such a way that you become an inspiration for others. Because like attracts like. So if you have this great life that you love, and you're going to have problems in your life, no matter what, even having the best life. You know, my friend and mentor, Colette Baron-Reed, who I studied with for a number of years, is going through a time right now in her life where she has three most adorable teacup Pomeranians. And she adopted Ollie, her third Pomeranian, last year. And Ollie, it turns out, has a brain problem. And so she has some health complications. And I think she has some fluid on the brain. But she goes into these episodes where she has to be rushed into the vet. She's got to have medication daily and all this stuff. And it has, you know, it's impacted Colette emotionally because she loves this dog so much. But she has the space in her heart to be able to be with this dog completely and fully, to love this dog, and to really embrace that as long as she has her, she's just going to love her. She's just going to love her. So even people, because Colette's life, if we were to look at Colette, she's got a great life. You know, she's got a TV show. She's got a fantastic husband. She's got an awesome farm in Canada. And we would think, oh, well, what problems does she have? So problems come up in our life, or challenges happen. How you deal with those is what gives your life the opportunity to support you in ways that you may not have been supported in the past. So this challenge and opportunity is going to give Colette even a bigger heart to share with the world. Because though it's difficult, she is still coming back to the present and saying, I'm going to love this little dog for as long as I can love her. So be the example like Colette is. Be the example in your life for others. You know, I hold Colette with the highest esteem, and she inspires me to be better, a better person, a better example every day, and a better example for all you guys, mostly for myself and for my family as well. Because the better I am, the better I feel, the better my body is, the better things are attracted to me, because that's the vibration I'm putting out. So what are you putting out into the world? Can you be happy right where you are in this moment? Can you be happy? And if you're answering no, I challenge you to find one thing that you can feel a little gratefulness for. Just one thing. One little thing. It might be as simple as something as having a warm pair of mittens to wear. If you could be happy for that, that's your starting point. So start at loving what is, and the rest will follow. But you have to make consistent effort through mindfulness practice, through meditation, through being consistent and really embracing and loving and have those feelings and emotions in your present moment right now. That's where your body creates the protein to get you ready for the future you're going to have. Like this show is getting me ready to be on Hay House Radio in my future. So how's that? You know, I already am acquainted with many Hay House authors and speakers and radio show hosts, and I feel so blessed in my life about that. But I am acquainted with them because I resonate and resound in that, and I feel gratitude for right where I am and for having these amazing people in my life. And that's only going to bring more of that. So, yay. So, this or something better, they say, right? This or something better. All right, let's see. We've got about 20 minutes left here, so I want to do a little housekeeping. And I want to let you know when I am off Blog Talk Radio, you can find me on my website, which is my name, cynthiafontaine.com. CynthiaFontaine. And the social media links are all on there, Facebook and Twitter, and I think Pinterest might be on there as well. And I also have a Google Hangout, so if you want to join my Google Circle, you can do that as well. So let's see, that's housekeeping. And also you will find on my website a link to my line of all-natural bath and body products, Alchemy of the Earth, which my customers and clients rave about. Now, these products were all, and this was something that Colette actually encouraged me to create years ago, and so they're all specially formulated to help people in their lives who are empathic, sensitive, intuitive, psychic, but the products themselves are fabulous for everybody because they're all natural. They're based with organic, all natural, well sourced products, sustainable products, sustainable to the earth, and scientifically formulated as well. There was lots of years of research that went into them. And I'm just getting ready to add several new products to my line. So check that out. I have a new eye cream that is spectacular that people are calling me and messaging me saying, oh my God, I'm using it all over my face and on my lips. It's so good. And I also have a brand new hair conditioner that it makes your hair really soft and manageable and shiny. And again, they're all crafted and created with all natural based products, organic coconut oil, raw organic coconut, cocoa butter. Not everything has cocoa butter in it, and not everything has coconut oil in it, but most of the products have coconut oil in it. Organic, unfiltered natural beeswax that comes out of Canada. So it's all really good, great quality individual ingredients that go into these products. And I have several bestsellers. Shave Balm is one of them. If you get that 5 o'clock prickly feeling on your legs, or for guys, if you get that 5 o'clock shadow, guys and girls both love my Shave Balm because your legs stay smoother longer and it helps to moisturize your skin. And that's also for you gentlemen out there as well. So ladies, if you like your man to have a smooth shave, Alchemy of the Earth Shave Balm is the way to go. It may take a little bit adapting for them to get used to because it's not the shave can, you know, the shave foam that comes out of the can. But if they can, you know, mentally, emotionally get over not having that can of that foamy stuff that comes out of it, then you're going to love it and they're going to love it because it actually helps to heal the skin. So if you're somebody that is sensitive to shaving and you get like the shave bumps, the irritation or anything, this product is really, really great at helping avoid those because the butters condition the skin and it allows for a really close and smooth shave without irritating the skin. I wasn't going to talk about my products today, but it's just coming out, so I guess I'm supposed to. So another product that's really popular is my body butter. And I make no health claims because I'm not a medical doctor. All I can share with you is experiences that people who use my products share with me. So the body butter, I have people that use the body butter who have psoriasis or eczema and have had really great success using Alchemy of the Earth's body butter. And my positive energy spray. Everybody loves positive energy spray. It clears the room, resets the energy field. I have teachers from preschool to high school that use it in their classrooms. I have bartenders who use it, energy workers, massage therapists. I have a colon therapy center that uses it, laser aesthetic center that uses it. So check it out. Oh, excuse me. I think I got a little dust here. I've got a little electric heater going. And I'd be blowing a little something around. Time to open the windows and get a little bit of fresh air. All right. So if you guys have any topics that you would like me to cover, then feel free to message me on Facebook. That's the best place to get me because literally I get over 1,000 emails a day and I can't keep up with it. So if you email me, I might miss it. So the best thing is to like my public page on Facebook, Cynthia Fontaine, the Rhode Island Psychic Medium, and then message me directly on my through my public page. Private message me. Don't post it on my wall because, again, I don't always see things that are posted on my wall because very much like my email, I get hundreds and hundreds of posts on my wall every day, and I miss lots of them. So if you would like to have me talk about a special subject, then, you know, message me and let me know, and I'd be happy to do that. You know, I'm well-versed in many, many areas, and I have lots of training in different areas where I'm certified as a past life regression therapist through Dr. Brian Weiss. I have studied with Colette Baron-Reed for many years, and in her math work and vision and things like that. And also, though I'm waiting for my certification there, our test is in. I'm also a certified angel healer, angel reader. I am a Reiki master twice because I just did a refresher course. I'm actually finishing that up now. It's funny, I started with the top level and worked my way backwards because last year when I decided I needed a refresher because I'm going to start teaching Reiki class with a combination of intuition and psychic development and so forth. So I said, well, let me take a refresher because it's been so many years since I studied Reiki because I've been a master for over a decade. It's going on 2 decades now where I said I needed a refresher. And I'm so glad that I did it because I love my teacher, who is the first year teacher at the Reese Thomas Institute of Energy Medicine, Lisa Campion. She is wonderful, and I've been blessed with the most magnificent, magnificent teachers in my life. And because I have that feeling of gratitude and appreciation for the people that for the people that have come into my life as teachers, the universe continues to bring me the most magnificent and wonderful teachers that there are. So that's a great example that I put out into the world that I appreciate and really feel. And this is, again, it's got to be authentic, because in my heart and in my body, I can feel the love and appreciation that I have for these people in my life, for these teachers who have mentored and helped me along the way in my life. And notice when you are talking about or feeling something that feels really good, pay attention to your body and what that is feeling like in the moment when you're verbalizing these feelings, like I'm verbalizing my gratitude and appreciation for my teachers. And my body feels energized. It feels like it's buzzing, and it's not from coffee because I'm drinking decaf. So pay attention to the feelings in your body, because if you're complaining or you're being, critical or judgmental of yourself or others, because when we are critical or judgmental of other people or we're angry with other people, we are equally or more critical, judgmental, or angry at with ourselves. That's a fact. So as critical or judgmental you are being with someone else, you are being more of that to yourself, to your interior. And that's where you feel like you're never good enough. I never do anything right. So if you have that going on in your mind, it's time to take that tape out and to stop it and put a new tape in. Get some new music. Change something in your life, okay? If you have clutter, get rid of it. Make the space for something new to come in. And that, when I say if you have clutter, get rid of it, make the space for new something come in, energetically make the space for something new to come in. You don't have to fill your physical space back up with stuff if you're getting rid of clutter. I have a great thing that I do, that if one thing comes in, minimum of one thing has to go out. I like two things to go out, really. So if one thing comes in, two things go out. And that's the rule. Whether if you buy a new sweater or a new pair of pants, something comes in, something has to go out. And it works pretty well. And I've been able to really, really shift the energy around how much stuff I have by adopting that policy and sticking with it. And it can be really, really helpful. So if you're someone who has too much stuff, then start by going through your stuff. And then once you get it down to where it's comfortable, then make a policy that if one thing comes in, one thing has to go out. And that keeps your life more manageable and more, easy to deal with. So we've talked a lot today about feeling and emotion. We've talked this past week and a half about shadow aspect of yourself, about being authentic and coming into who you really are. And if you would like to go more in depth in this work and more in depth into learning about yourself, and learning the tools and techniques of how to really shift and change your life, I encourage you to book a session with me. And you can do that right through my website, cynthiafontaine.com, C-Y-N-T-H, Fontaine. You'll see the book now button, and you can pick a time and a date right on my calendar, and it'll take all your information, easy as pie. So if you are ready to be in your life, to live your life and create the life that you love, that you are inspired to have and be an inspired person. And that inspired person, it doesn't mean that you have to be out inspiring the world, but that you're inspired within yourself. And that shows out into the world. That reflects into your family. So whether you're a stay-at-home mom or a CEO of a company, this work works for you in your life. There's a program that I have. It's called How to Bring Wow to Now. And it's based on all these things that I'm sharing with you on in this 30-day challenge. But we really go into depth specifically for you as an individual. So I really encourage you, if you want to take this work further, and if you are ready to show up in your life, to create the life that you love, and the life that you love isn't always about physical objects and the things that you possess. You could be a CEO of a company and feel empty. It's the interior life that you love. And when you have the interior figured out, the things on the exterior fall into place. So we are out of time. I love you all so very much. Join me again tomorrow for day 11 of Busting Out and Busting Into Your Life. This is Cynthia Fontaine, Transforming Your Life. I love you all. Have a blessed and fabulous day. And if you haven't listened to the previous shows of this Busting Out and Busting Into Your Life, I encourage you to do so. Take care. I love you. This is Cynthia Fontaine, signing off.
Gonna wash my blues away. Had sweet love, but I lost it. She got too close, so I fought it. Now I'm lost in the world, trying to find me a better way. Wishing I was deep in the water somewhere. Got the blue sky breeze, and it don't seem fair. Only worry in the world is the tide gonna reach my chair. Sunrise, there's a fire in the sky. Never been so happy, never felt so high. And I think I might have found me my own kind of paradise. Wrote an old Chevy back in a minute. Bought a boat and I sailed off in it. Don't think anybody's gonna miss me anyway. Mind on a permanent vacation. The ocean is my only medication. Wishing my condition ain't ever gonna go away. Now I'm deep in the water somewhere. Got the blue sky breeze blowing wind through my hair. Only worry in the world is the tide gonna reach my chair. Sunrise, there's a fire in the sky. Never been so happy, never felt so high. And I think I might have found me my own kind of paradise. Washing over me. It's sweet, sweet love. Living by the salt of the sea. One day you be lost in me. Change your geography. Maybe you might be. Deep, deep in the water somewhere. Got the blue sky breeze blowing through my hair. Only worry in the world is the tide gonna reach my chair. Sunrise, there's a fire in the sky. Never been so happy, never felt so high. And I think I might have found me my own kind of paradise. Come on in the water. water's not boxed up, a little slice. Grab a backpack and lies, you never know until you try. When you lose yourself, you find it.